Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Beard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to second. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard bunts towards the mound. Mossy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-1 in the game. Esposito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. There goes Brown. The throw from Batty to second, and Brown is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Woodling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Woodling. Phillips moves to second. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-1 in the game. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beard for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Donovan strikes out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Maris reaches third base with a triple. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maris scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Brown steals second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mossy strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to third. Smith moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Minoso moves to third. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-2 in the game. Beard bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donovan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-3 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mossy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mossy moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wertz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 3 in the game. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrell. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Beard moves to second. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beard. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Beard steals third. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 4 in the game. Esposito bunts towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Donovan moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Larry Raines pinch runs for Dick Brown. Kenny Kuhn pinch hits for George Strickland. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to third. Raines moves to second. One out. Joe Caffey pinch hits for Don Mossy. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maris tags and scores. Raines tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Caffey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.